Blog Talk Radio.
Blue Chick, Parmesan.
loves to get together and share our love. Verse. All are welcome here. The calling number is 929-477-3951. 929-477-3951. Of course, we ask that you be respectful and cordial to all guests and posts. Let everyone speak, and please don't interrupt. Everyone will get a chance to speak. We treat others here the way that we would expect to be treated. Also, I'd like to mention, not all the views and opinions of the guests on the show are reflective of the ownership and management of Lakota National Radio and are of their own free will. We all believe in freedom of speech and respect for all people. Feedback and conversation are encouraged. Thank you for joining us and enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
Yes, and with that disclaimer by Rob Cohen, I'd like to introduce myself, Raz. This is Public Poetry, October 1st, 2023. It's 30 more days until Halloween, Silver Shamrock, and here we are again tonight for our usual festivities of getting together and commemorating this wonderful art medium, poetry. You can find episodes of the show on Apple and Spotify, Google Podcasts, and with all of that on the record, I would like to welcome my wonderful and lovely co-host, Boo.
Hey.
Hey, Boo.
How are you? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. What's up? How are you?
Nothing much. You know, just taking in that bright, sunny Florida weather this weekend. Moving on to Monday.
Actually, really nice here today, too. I love 75 with a breeze. That's my favorite. You know?
Yeah, that's when you have like a chill enough to just puff a joint somewhere on the street, and it warms you up and gets you cold at the same time. Kind of a heat freeze, just cognitive effect.
No, I was just thinking, I wish I had Anonymous's phone number. I don't have it. I'm going to send him a reminder.
It's 75 is when you swallow the popsicle, and then it comes out of your throat, and you're all puffy and blithe.
You haven't done that in a while, but I feel you.
I was just getting a shout-out to my references when I was in my 20s. My best friend, Val, he loved that exact degree in order to, puff on a joint. I don't know why, but I don't do drugs anymore now.
That's good. Here she goes. I'm looking for her number. So I don't know, who's going to come or whatever, who's going to show up. Like, we never know every week, but we can start with some of the stuff we already have.
Yeah, you never know who's going to be the main attraction on the show.
No, I thought last week's show was really good, actually. I thought it was a nice turnout. But I got to send my reminders. I'm doing it late. And if nobody comes, then we'll just, do our own thing.
The reverse on the uptake dial. Yeah, so would you like me to
somebody on the line?
This line or someone on the phone? Let's see who we got here. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Zach.
Who is this?
That's only star. Give it to Nico.
Rap-a-dab.
Yeah.
Rap. Rub-a-dub. Dot, dot.
In the jet
color. On the line.
Yeah.
Our other panelists.
Yeah.
Rap.
Pa.
The other panelists.
Konnichiwa.
Hey, how are you?
Konnichiwa.
I'm alive.
Oh,
good God, man.
The world's
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, Domo Domo. I love you guys.
Hey, love you. Thank you so much. I think, actually, did you happen to notice if there was anything on the board, Zappa?
I'll figure out the right thing.
Actually, I really didn't even pay attention. I apologize. I've been working like, I don't know, it's just been a crazy week. I've been working all weekend.
Too.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Same. Yes.
That's all right.
You're supposed to be living off the tea to the government like the rest of us.
Yeah. Only.
Hey, you know what? I remember seeing my arm almost blown off, you know. And all I could think to myself is, well, what the fuck am I going to do now? We're still rocking and rolling, though, man. We're still rocking and rolling. We got this.
Going to become a lefty.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hopefully, reminded Dave and Francine. I'm reminding people late, but I wish I had Anonymous. I'm going to get Anonymous's phone number so he can come. Well, he hasn't been here in a while. I don't know where he's been, but.
Boo-boo. Who is Anonymous? I mean, seriously, I mean, I'm not, like, you know, going conspiracy theory or anything, but it's, like, pretty cool, but I just didn't know what was going on because I really don't delve into, like, syndicated stuff. I don't know.
Anonymous.
Yeah,
we're
beginning to do with Netflix series, Anonymous.
Yeah.
Who is Anonymous?
No, really, on the site.
Gotcha.
It's like Kilroy here.
And he's really cool. He said he was going to come by last week, but he's cool to have
well,
on the
damn.
Show.
What happened to Dennis? That pretty much answers itself then, though, too, huh? Anonymous. Pretty cool name.
Altwater.
And what,
water.
What happened to Dennis? Is he still on the site? Because he used to be, he's cool. I have everybody's phone number, I think, on this thing somewhere saved, but
he's
I don't know what
around.
Happened.
He's still around.
Dennis.
He got lured to the dark side or the red side.
Oh, he did, And Adam's on sabbatical again, so I don't know when he'll be coming back.
Sabbatical. I fucking love sabbaticals. They're like two heroes all wrapped up in a Jeremy Piven pie kind of thing. Really cool.
He just told me today, hey, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'm like, okay, how long is this break going to be? You got to hurry up, man. So who you want to start with, Raz?
Yeah, I was just listening, and I like the references to Red Pack because I'm a Boro fan, but why don't we have Zappa start tonight? Do you have anything for us, sir?
Good God, man. First of all, I have to say I'm Sean Connery, and I've been dead for a couple of years. Oh, my God. I still miss Sean Connery.
Again.
I really do. I don't have anything up. Give me a few moments if you want me to, or just throw something up if you want to. It doesn't bother me at all. I'll read somebody else's.
I don't want to rush
you. Jesus, man. Nah, nobody's rushing. I love this shit.
There's Russians, there's Germans, there's all kinds of ethnicities.
Yes. Okay, give me a moment. I'm going to hit mute real quick so I can shut the fuck up because I'm, like, oh, I don't know, I'm drinking a little bit tonight. Anyways,
do something.
We'll play.
I'm going to
You're back.
Before then. Here's Wayne in I Need a Friend.
This poem is called I Need a Friend. I once thought love I would not find. It's not for me. I'm not that kind. I went out back to feel the wind. It is late March. I need a friend. I met her last month while at lunch. She stole my heart. I loved her a bunch. I thought our love would never end. It is 8 March. I need a friend. The day she left, took part of me. I don't know why. I would not see. I wish I could see her again. It is 8 March. I need a friend. I once thought love I would not find. I now know love lives in my mind. To think of her, I still pretend. It is 8 March. I need a friend. Again.
Yes, that was fantastic by Wayne. And I see this to be a kind of a rejuvenation type of piece where you have every spring. It's the becoming of the seasons. And that friend is really a Gregorian calendar and what it can do for you 365 times a year. But Zappa, would you like to respond to this piece, by the way?
If I did, I would be lying through my two front teeth. I literally had to go take my dogs out, man. I am so sorry. Oh, my God. I wish we could
get this
on
the board.
You let dogs out. Is it on the board?
No. We don't got one of those boards no more.
Damn it.
You got the Blog Talk board. You could put it on the Blog Talk session. It has its own chat board, too.
God damn it, man. I'm serious. I'm so sorry. I didn't have any choice. It was either that or clean pee-pee up on the floor. Oh, my God.
Our resources are limited. They've been curtailed a bit since people are no longer on old poetry. So,
I know it's been crazy. It's been totally crazy.
Yeah. Our group has branched off from that place, so we have a couple of other locations on the web. I'll see you.
Mister. Could you read it again? I mean, indulge me. Is it long? I mean, I was only gone for like 30 seconds, so.
Yeah, it's a short piece.
Too much, it's
all
no
right,
big deal.
Let's do it again, Zap, but just for you. Here we go. Wayne and I need a friend. We could all use a friend.
This poem is called I Need a Friend. I once thought love I would not find. It's not for me. I'm not that kind. I went out back to feel the wind. It is 8 March. I need a friend. I met her last month while at lunch. She stole my heart. I loved her a bunch. I thought our love would never end. It is 8 March. I need a friend.
Come here.
The day she left, took part of me. I don't know why. I would not see. I wish I could see her again. It is 8 March. I need a friend. I once thought love
that's actually
I would not find.
Cool.
I now know love lives in my mind. To think of her, I still pretend. It is 8 March. I need a friend. In.
Oh my fucking God, you gotta put that 80s bullshit in it. But it's so cool. The poem is actually really cool, man. It really is. Oh my God. I'm
Wayne Rock.
Mute,
yeah,
I
thought
Holy
it was pretty
shit.
Good. We have a call in the studio. Who is this? 414?
447.
447.
447? That's a trick number. Kara, you better fucking say hi right now, please.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm saying hi, but that's not my phone number. I mean hi, but that's not my phone number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jedi Knight.
It's okay.
It's just 405 something. But that's
my phone number ends in 114.
Oh, that's trippy.
Well,
okay.
It doesn't matter anyway. It doesn't matter anyway. It was a really cool poem.
Yeah.
I like the music. I like the music in there. Made it sort of really relatable. I enjoyed that a lot. Enough that I called in sick at work tomorrow so I can stay up and listen to the show. So, yeah, it was
a good
poem.
Oh, yay. We're so happy for that. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
The joys of being an agency worker, huh?
Right. Thanks for coming.
No worries.
Well, hopefully we'll cure what ails you.
Yeah.
Nothing
ails me other than I haven't had any sleep. I thought I was going to get a couple of hours before I came onto the show, and then my dogs escaped, and I was running around the street catching my dogs, and then my son, who has no sleep in him, decided he was going to stay
up
all night. Oh, don't you even start. Listen, my big girl pals are so big that they're up to my chin. I'm booking.
Do you have corgis?
No, I have poodles, and they're just, tonight. So the cat started fighting, so we went out to stop the cat fighting, and the dogs ran out and chased the cat. It was like some kind of warped children's book. So there we are all chasing the dogs in our pajamas. And then my son Jacob now is awake and will probably stay awake for the next 24 hours at least. So he's shouting in the next room. So I thought, nah, I'm not going to go to work tomorrow. So here I am.
Jacob is me in a child's body, I guess you can say. We're so scary.
Right now he's bouncing off all the walls screaming at some video game. So if you hear random swearing or anything like that, I apologize. It's the joys of a 16-year-old.
Oh, we're used to that.
Pardon?
We're used to that.
Oh, that's okay then.
Yes, ma'am,
fits right.
Your name.
It fits right in.
Friday?
Fits right in. Wayne needs
cool.
A friend, so we're trying to get him some friends.
Oh, well. He can have my dogs and my cat. So I sure as hell want to get rid of them right now.
By the way, guys and gals, Teresa and I have a huge, a big number poem up. Just if you guys are interested in whatever. We're trying to, spark the life in La Costa Nostra to keep it going because, to tell you the truth, I've been kind of scared, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. Without letting us be on the site, it's pretty hard to keep it going. It's sad. It's really sad, you know, that he's that big of an asshole. But, yeah, I appreciate that, Zappa. Anyway,
we have
other places. Meet up if need be. We're working on, so, you know, in case that happens. But we're here, so we're going to have fun while we're here.
Yeah, did you hear any word about Aquatic Crisis Life?
Next.
Yeah, Rack. Are you done commenting on Wayne?
Oh, you know, that was a great piece. On Wayne's part, you know, when March comes and goes, and he meets a girl, and he needs a friend, and you know, that idea, I'm sure, goes through all of our heads, and the thing about something like that for me, you know, it's such a simple concept. It's like, you know, well, you know, maybe he's hiding under a rock. You know, why can't I find this person? Why can't I make a friend? You know, you don't do anything special. You don't need to go out of your way. You bump into people all the time. And yet, you know, sometimes it feels so lonely. It's like, you know, I look around and it's like, where are all my friends? Where'd they go? You know, so there's that thought in the back of your head. It was well done, Wayne.
Wayne, it was really good. It really was. You're
definitely
right, too, with you,
I have a little bit of Sergeant Pepper there, Billy Shears. And, Boo, would you like to comment on this for Wayne?
Well, I love the music. He always puts the music in the background, and it's always, like, perfect for the poem. And, you know, it's just Wayne, like, funny, fun. You never know what you're going to get. Whimsical, fun, good times. And, you know, he met her. Sounds like he was more than a friend to me. He was smitten. And, yeah, I enjoyed it, as always.
Wayne always bounces right back up. All right. Zappa, did you find your piece yet?
Actually, yes. How do I post this? Do you want me to, like, post it on our group or have you?
Hey, you can do that, or we're just going to listen, actually. So however you want
okay.
to.
I'll just read it in, because I'm really not into that, you know, filibustering my shit and all the other stuff. I really don't care about that. We have to write, and we have to die. I got great plans when I die because I'm going to become rich and famous, but I'm going to be dead. Okay, you ready? A capo and the right. A capo and the right. I used to pretend an emotion, devotion, evolution, disintegration in my heart. Oh, yes. I wondered about the big things, actual little things, like the highest mountain we sometimes have to climb. I thought of you today, all the wild things. This morning sunrise, catching up with the weather, like breakfast and simplicity and I love you ferociously. I pray you love me too. End poem.
Ferocious? Yes. Did you finish or am I hallucinating?
He said end poem.
Yeah. I saw here
fuck
what
you,
there
man.
Is
fuck
of
you.
Inspiring
yeah,
that pinch
it up
on pushing forward. Yeah. Just keep on pushing
God.
The envelope. Very
yes,
encouraging
sir.
Words for all writers. Thank you, Zappa. And right on. Would you like to comment on
this? Oh, my God. Oh, shit, I'm... Okay, mute.
Right on, you there?
Who?
Man.
That's not me.
I think he's trying to talk to you.
Me?
Yeah, she
okay.
Is.
Well, I'm biased, but I really like the flow of this piece. Quite intense. I kind of like the closure as well. It was just a really well put together piece. A lot of emotion in there, a lot of power. But then again, I'm biased, so yeah, nice poem.
What's your name so we can call you the right thing so I know? It's Teresa,
well,
right?
On poetry, I go by Naked Angel, but my name's actually Teresa. But on
that's
Naked
what
Angel, on all poetry, I go by Naked Angel.
Kara,
no.
I love you.
Your name.
I love you, Kara.
I love you.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But
Naked
I like
Angel.
Naked Angel.
It's actually metaphoric. It's just metaphoric, but
I got that.
That's funny. I thought this was really romantic. Like, you know, you're talking about that you don't have to pretend and highest mountain, you know, and then you said, you know, I love you, declaring your love and saying it out loud to the world, and then the wording that you used. I forgot the last sentence, but the way you described the love, what was it that you said, Rez?
Ferociously,
yeah, that's devotion right there. I love it. Beautiful. And I'm always happy for people in love.
That's always great, people in love. It keeps Vegas nightclubs open 24/7 a week.
Sure, my best friend.
Well,
I don't know if y'all know that or not, but, yeah, she's my best friend, man.
You should be married to your that's a beautiful thing.
I think I'm going to keep her. Terry, you think I should keep her? I think I'm going to keep her.
Does she want to keep you? Oh,
yeah, I think I can just about tolerate you as long as you could cope with the 7 cats, 2 dogs, 11 kids, and 14 grandkids, that is. I think I can just about tolerate you.
1 cow and a pig.
No cows, no pigs. Now, we've discussed the pigs before. No pigs.
No pigs?
No
what
pigs.
Do you do for bacon?
I actually don't eat meat, so the bacon bits.
She really doesn't, guys. Baby, what about a Whataburger? Come on now. What about a Whataburger?
Well, I might make an I'll make an exception for a Whataburger, okay.
Where do you learn all this, Zappa?
Right. We vacation
from his other
a
hands,
lot.
I believe.
You just learn from your partner. That's what they prefer. That's how you compromise. You learn from each other. You grow together.
Yes, sir. Definitely. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. This is beautiful, Zappa. You know, and the thing I like, you know, each word evokes a certain emotion. It's got a feeling attached to it, to me, and you know that's what makes a difference in how we write. You know, this is what speaks to us, and this is how we tend to communicate with other people. So you know, when we come up with these words, it's not by happenstance. It's that they resonate a certain way, and they make you feel and think a certain way, and you know. Even just the simple idea of, you know, you loving someone ferociously, that speaks volumes. It's more than like, you know, I love you a lot, or, you know, however you want to put it, however many other ways you can put that. So, you know, it's a beautiful, oh, my God.
my dear friend.
Thank you. It's a beautiful thought. It's a beautiful thought.
Definitely. I guess that leaves the commenting finished. Thank you very much for the contribution of the show, Zappa. And we'll proceed with the next person in line, Naked Angel. Do you have a piece for tonight?
I don't actually. I can find
pull
one
it
if
out.
You want me to. I mean, I don't want.
Come on. Come on, hold on.
I'll just, okay. You are so bossy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll just read the first thing. I'll read the first thing that I have on all poetry, okay? This is called Cathedral Chimes, Alone in Lincoln. The cathedral chimes 12 hollow times, reminding me to miss you. Lunchtime, but the breeze blocking my belly fills me up. The silence is too loud. Spiteful wasps devour the memory of your voice. I search in cobbled cracks, lonely dawn and dark. Our love has teeth and claws. It's eating me alive. End poem.
Right, and here I saw an interesting way of looking at spirituality. It comes in all of its different revelations over the year if you're one who's devout or open-minded, even if the remote believer has their own experiences. When you mention the church and the times, I guess you look for different signs which that omnipotence is there within the energy's potential. Thank you very much, Naked Angel. Zappa, would you like to comment on this piece?
Yeah. God damn you, Care. Oh, my God. I love your poetry. I so love your poetry. The brevity is like, it like just jumps out like a freaking crispy fry popping in the face going, eat me. I mean, oh, my God. Care, I love you. I'm being superficial here, but beside the point, yeah, really good poem.
Thank you.
I'll have some of those fries. What about you, Rack?
I believe they call them chips over there, but yeah. I thought this is a beautiful expression of how do they put it? The moments between, you know, when you're silent and you have time to think about someone, this is what tends to cross your mind. And, you know, when you say to someone, you know, that expression, you know, you're always on my mind, this is what that makes me think of, because, you know, it's been put in a million different ways. I think of it like, you know, when I have to think, my mind wanders, but, you know, it never wanders too far if that person, you know, pops up. So that's kind of an anchor, that's where your heart lies. So your brain turns to that, and it keeps you grounded, and it gives you those warm fuzzies. And, you know, you're sitting there, even just, you know, at lunchtime, and the clock strikes, and you're sitting there, and you're having lunch, and, you know, they're not there, but your mind turns to them anyways. You know, you kind of wish that they were there, or you know, whatever it is that makes them come to the forefront of your mind. You know, that's a beautiful thing to me. I like that thought, that idea. You know, there's things in relationships, especially, you know, one of the things that tends to happen is, you know, when things break down, you know, people, you know, they yell and spit venom at each other. And, you know, obviously that's not how you want to be thought of, but this is absolutely the way that people want to be thought of. And this is, you know, when something works, you know, this is the way that the mind tends to go. You know, it's not like, you know, you're thinking of how they yell at each other or how they present themselves or anything. It's a tender thought. It's a welcoming and compassionate and serene thing. And, you know, you don't necessarily need the fireworks and everything. It's that calmness that gets you through the day sometimes. And it speaks volumes. It's a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. My parents have a constant need to fight over bed sheets. I don't know where that comes from, but, you know, the venom flies and then it all settles down again, and everyone's on mutual terms. Yeah, and launch a matrimony.
Awesome. Awesome fucking comment, man. Really cool, really cool.
Boo.
All right. And what about you, Boo?
You know, I actually thought this was going in a different direction. I actually thought this was about, like, you being pissed sort of at the person, like, you know, in a way. I miss you. The silence is too loud. I mean, that sounds sad, but the memory of your voice. But, oh, well, maybe. Yeah, at first I thought not, but now that I see it, I think about it. And then your teeth and claws are eating me alive. Like, this is... Yeah,
boo boo. If you only knew my girl, my God.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sorry for intercepting. Okay, I'm shutting up.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
she's freaking crazy, man. She overthinks.
I know, I do. I'm gonna
overthink. Yeah.
It's true.
I'm sorry.
But now I think about it, I think, like, yeah, this is about longing and missing, and the silence is too loud when you're not with the person that you love. The memory of their voice, how you want to get back to them, to where they are, you know. And then I love the description of the teeth and claws eating me alive. Like, that's severe, you know, and that's love. And you guys are so cute. I love the poem.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All praises for Naked Angel.
Yeah.
And,
Zappa just likes that she's naked.
You witchy woman. You are so witchy. I don't know what to do with you, but to go. Mongo love Naked Angel.
And her fans of all things naked.
But here we go with what we have in the studio. This is a.
Katie's
okay,
an naughty
poet. Okay, Katie. Okay. Downfall.
Downfall
by Katie, the naughty poet. I am my own nemesis, a slave to desire, shackled to life. Life lived inside depression, laced in passionate torment. Body drowning with mind's downfall, deep, starving, and deviant thoughts contains the longing for pain, insurance of sinful ways spent. Mind revealing in body's downfall, given helplessly by your hands, mystery words and all your comments, sliding the knife down my own spine, cutting deep, splattering despair, while craving the touch of fingertips, around the throat, constricting breath, bound to torture's treasures, inescapable from sorrow's placement, never wanted to leave you in my downfall, but I'm my own worst enemy. End poem.
Yes, and it shows how self-reliance is sometimes all you have to lift that spirit up, back on top. Thank you, Katie. Zappa, what did you hear about this from the naughty poet?
Poem is beautiful. I mean, literally, fucking beautiful, man. I'm not lying to you. I mean, I can feel the, I can feel the angst. I'm sorry for saying angst, but I mean, that's what I feel when I heard this. Your recording is fucking horrible, though. My God, come on, my God. Y'all, come to me, and I'll take and record the fucking thing. Anyways, that's beside the point. Yeah, I feel a lot of pain. Really feel a lot of pain in this.
Definitely. There was some despondency there. But I was just saying, when you go through the worst times of emotional depression, on the flip side, you have, you know, that whole rejuvenance again. There's actually being able to appreciate life entirely different than that state of being sad.
Raz, I don't know.
The fact, once the tears are over, you know, you have a whole new refreshing outlook, really. Rack.
I live vicariously through you guys. I really do. I don't understand that aloneness, but oh my God.
Well, you know, it's what you interpret. It's what you see when you hear it. You know, I mean, I'll hear it and I'll see. I'll hear one thing and you'll hear it and you'll hear something different. So, you know, I mean, the longing comes through to me more than anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you're apologizing for using that word. It fits. So, you know, there's definitely, a chasm there that you know, she's missing this person. And she wants to be with them. And, you know, there's a sadness that they're not there. So, you know, it's a beautiful piece.
Yes, it was most precious. A Naked Angel. What do you say to this by Kitty the Naughty Poet?
I think the feeling of melancholy in it is really, really well done. I think this poem really does portray like an actual physical emotion. You know, for anybody who's ever felt that kind of like depression or desolation, and I think that there's a lot of power in this poem. It really displays it really, really well. Almost like physical. I could almost feel it a little bit in that one. Kind of like a blanket. I don't know if anybody else got that, but that sense that
brevity,
it was physical,
like
the fog. like the fog. Here in Britain, we get an awful lot of fog. We wake up on the morning and it's just foggy and dank and heavy. And that poem kind of had that thread going on a little bit in it. I really liked it. Really well done.
Thank you very much for the feedback. Boo. That's over to you.
I think she said she was running the knife down her own spine.
I just think, imagine what a fucker voice. I love her so much. She's such a good woman. My God. I love
you,
Kara.
Like, wow, you know, that's like the severe emotion longing in. I love her accent, so I kind of get like lost in that too. But, yeah, I felt the same thing. I hate to say angst, but, yep, I did the longing, the missing, the wanting. And, you know, she's the person that you just, I watch get better and grow. And I think that she's an awesome person and very supportive, too, so I appreciate
that. Hey, Bubba?
Yes.
Bubba, you guys, seriously, your brevity has really, really gotten really good. I'm serious. I mean, I've been reading, like, you know, the phones and stuff. The brevity
yeah.
is getting really, really good. It's going away
yeah,
from mechanical and being more human, I guess. I don't know, humans scare me anyways. But, yeah.
Y'all
yeah. the cats
amazing.
And dogs.
yes. It's the right words for brevity to be good, you know, to make an impact, and I think she did that, so that's cool. Rakipu, which do you want to hear of yours?
I'm thinking, I think it's called Cherish.
Cherish, okay.
Cherish is the word I used to discover. Association time.
You know, I think sometimes people don't really respect brevity that much, or they don't think, they just think, oh, it's a really short poem, but they don't know to make it impactful that you got to
brevity?
Brevity
is just a word, boo-boo. It's just a
yeah.
word.
Yeah.
That's
agreed.
All it is. Rock and roll the word, you know?
yeah.
Seriously.
Actually, that's two words, but... three words to rock and
that
roll.
One called Cherish, and then there's Cherished. Does it matter?
I think it's with the ED, Cherished.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's ED? Okay.
Yeah.
ED?
Got it. Here we go. Don't say it right
now. That reminds me of
Cherished by Raconteur. You had no intention of making it easy. Offering little hope to an arrogant smartass seeking your affection. The harder you tried to prove that you were broken, the more certain I was I'd uncovered perfection. I don't bother with hellos that only lead to contentious goodbyes, accumulating salinated droplets that fall indiscriminately from once placid eyes. My bones crack and pop like a geriatric clock as I wander the wreckage of a life come undone, searching for that which was once beautiful, but now only serves to blot out the sun. Convinced there will come a moment to justify the pain, somehow reigniting that spark, nurturing it gently to a roaring flame. Hanging on to what once was, despite knowing things will never be the same. Even if we can't repair the devastation, trying will never be in vain. Our future may be written in the stars, but it's our choice to walk together. Tell me you want me by your side, and it's there I will remain forever. And poem.
Yeah, that was terrific. And it had me flashing back when I was like 6 years old. There was a show, Charlie Rose, which was on, you know, different astronomical events. It was PBS. And I would think to myself, well, all of that's, you know, like really, really far away, different star systems. But, we have our time here on Earth. Thank you very much, Raconteur. And Zappa, what do you feel about this piece?
Yeah. We're going to rock and roll. We're going to, you know what? Fuck all of you. Really, really, seriously, fuck all of you. That is just amazing. That poem right there basically just says, on the tip top, I love you. I hate you.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fucking categorize that, man. To tell you the truth.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really good. Okay, I'm shutting the fuck up.
Naked Angel, What do you think about this piece by Lakantor?
I think first off, what I really love about it is the way that it just grabbed the reader right at the beginning. You know, there was no messing around. It just took me and it brought me right into the poem and made me want to stay there. So I think, for me, openings are like really, really important. I think if it kind of grabs you right there, then there's some power in the poem. And I really liked the opening of that one. I also really loved the line about the bones cracking and popping, because that was kind of twofold. It was genuinely talking about this pain of the way that time had changed things, but there was also something sort of really powerful that perhaps made me think about the emotional pain as well. I think it kind of lent itself both ways and had me thinking. I really, really liked that poem, I'm not going to lie. That one really, really grabbed me. I really enjoyed it. Well written. Great poem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Boo, would you comment on this piece by Lakantor?
Oh, of course. It's kind of like, you know, I agree with everybody else said, but like you said, our hellos keep leading to contentious goodbyes. Like you're saying, and I like the bones crack, pop, and crack to like a geriatric, but your life has come undone, you know. It used to be hot, it used to be burning, you guys used to feel for each other, and now you don't anymore, and you want to know why, what happened. And basically you're saying to her, just let me know, and I'll be there. Like, I'm ready, I'm willing, I'm able, I'm down, but you got to show me and tell me that you're down. Otherwise, you know, how are you supposed to know? And you're putting yourself and your heart on the table like you always do, and I love the read, so I thought it was quite romantic.
You know, when you're into it, you know, when you're committed to it, when you cherish it, it doesn't matter what happens. You walk through it together, and I think that's the point that a lot of people miss. They throw it away. It's easier to get a new one rather than, you know, stick with the, you know, well, the reason why you got together in the first place. As long as you can remember that and hang on to that and cherish that, then it's possible to carry that, you know.
Yeah. Too many people give up and walk away, you know. They think it's so much easier. Yep. The grass is greener and all that other stuff. But, shit, 9 times out of 10, when you got a home, your work in progress is far better than anything that's out there, you know. But
oh, my God,
Bumper Sticker told people, he said, back in our day, we used to fix it. We used to,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Broke when it was broke, we fixed it. You know, something like that. Now the kids throw it away.
Fix that shit, man. Come on now. yeah, you gotta put a band-aid on and stuff. Put the fires out. No, I tell you though. Oh my God. Nothing. I love
you
all.
Don't say that. You don't be a tease.
What? I was just thinking, you know, putting fires out every single fucking day, you know. You get to the point to where it's just like boom, 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 boom. Do it, you know. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's true. You got to get through the, you know, the valley.
It's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. It's what we do, though. We have to do that. I mean, I wouldn't feel myself if I didn't try to do that every single fucking time. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Shut up.
And that's a part of being committed. That's what being commitment means. But a lot of people haven't got the memo on that.
No memo. Just advertisements for the mailbox.
Anyway, next time we'll play this.
Yeah.
Do this one next, Raz.
Hey.
Okay.
This piece was written end of July 2020 for a dear friend's picture prompt contest. It's called Viewing the Muse. I gaze into a white sun setting down on the wet skin of ruffled waters, tender with a lit caress, like the motion of lucid mirrors in blistering shades, drenching the skies with burnt ribbons. Though chaos blows in rowdy gusts with a crafty haze of brown confusion, through these silver curls, tainted by a smother of bitter wind, stretching the boundaries of proud waves. Small starlings with stark pinstripes, painted sharp upon kite wings, dart in their intricate revelry of being birds, completely unconcerned. Now erratic fears cradle sullen faces, lips, taste of fragile lives, shifting in the balance, rising to meet rage, emerging into invisible forces, shouting the chants of pandemic to the fallen pan, only to gather for night's final unfolding on celestial thresholds, completed by destiny, determined long ago, before time bewed movement in a marriage of passing stages. End of poem.
Yes, and to Raj Global, I've heard enough of the notifications, but that's on a side note. Was this Boob the poet?
Randall,
right. I don't know. My
man
hearing is like all
just pretty good.
I think I've been too much cold with the AC system in the last couple of days. But yeah, he's here talking about a whole new world being born out of all this census tragedy is what I saw the underlining tone. And I'm not positive that's the message we're trying to deliver, but it's what I hear, the kind of chaos it takes to try and reform what's already a perfect world into a perfect world. Thank you very much, Randall. Lack, would you like to respond to this piece?
You know, I see, you know, the chaos around us, but, you know, he still sees the beauty. So, you know, in the midst of the chaos, he's still in tune with what's important. And, you know, he's got that, you know, the Eastern setting and the water. So, you know, he's got that added beauty to his words. The whole thing is very serene and reflective. And you know, it's frightening in one sense, but, you know, in the same time, he's got the things that anchor him, you know, if you pardon the nautical pun, you know, and that's what keeps him going, and that's what carries him through.
Keep it going. Yeah. On to the next note. What about you, Zach?
Are you fucking serious, man? Mind the time that can't be told. Fucking Led Zeppelin, man. All the way, all the way. Fucking hell. Hard times. Hard times, good. We got this.
New singer, same old song. I see where you're going, Rock. And Naked Angel, would you like to comment on this piece by Randall?
I just feel there's something like really, really surreal about this one. It's kind of hard to put into words what it did for me, except, you know, when you see a child painting a picture and they're mixing all the colors and you can't even quite define the color and they're all kind of merging into each other, kind of like all the swirls in a marble. It's a really hard one for me to explain what it did for me, just because there was so much in it, like a real tapestry. It's kind of like really, really satisfying to listen to as well. It just felt really, really good. I really liked that one. There was a lot of color to it, a lot of emotional color to that one. I really liked it. Kind of quite memorable, I think, really. I liked that one a lot. Well done.
All right. Boo.
Well, I mean, as always, his wording is what's so beautiful. I mean, you know, like wet skin under ruffled loose waters, lucid, something he said, burnt into the abyss, burnt ribbons, like that's beautiful, under bitter winds. I mean, that was amazing. And the small starlings just being birds, unconcerned, lips fragile. You know, and then celestial thunders, like, all of it's just so poetic and beautiful. And then, you know, lessons and stages he's talking about. I think he's saying, like, look around, you know, like the, something new is coming, say goodbye to the old, kind of, but in a very poetic, lovely way, and that we should be concerned, I think, and we should pay attention. A lot of us aren't. And also, I think he's saying, look at the sheer beauty of life and of things. Pay attention to that, too. I don't know, I might be way off, but it's really lovely, as always, and I always love
it. Yeah, and sex. Lots of sex, man. Come on, yeah. But I love you.
Ooh,
I still love you.
Lovely, Randall.
Easy point is, Dookie Love. Okay. That was our last piece by Randall, and here's one by Dante.
With all my being. Am I writing my heart out, like little canyons on a piece of paper? River's dark blue, almost as a sapphire. For you, cause you're the only one, the only thing my heart desires. So through these little dimples, I flow my emotions out. Love, crazy, dark, sad, and silly. But everywhere we go, wherever we may be, my heart found its home with you, my goddess, my queen, the fairest I have ever seen. So, am I speaking words to let my mind speak? Slipping smooth out of my lips like pink rose petals on still water floating. But really in yours, I'm drowning, cause yours are like a deep blue ocean. So sapphire, your smooth edges show. And wandering my dark red thoughts, cause in there it was like hell. A ruby, dusted, broken, and filled with darkness, but healed, smoothed, and enlightened. By you, my beautiful angel. Thus, I let my soul fly, searching for that over firefly, swiftly like a bird through the sky, kissing that green faded shine through these white clouded pillows, and looking up to that miracle, a deep blue surrounded by green, outside, the red wants to join, melt with that blue to make that green everlasting, so connect into one, everlasted into a fusion, te amo esc at extremum terra, de mihi. And now we come by my body, sensations felt throughout, whether it's my heart beating as fast as a bullet, or my mind's words whispering as the wind, my soul soaring through it like electricity, every little fiber in it is like a human, walking the earth, veins are highways, blood cells are cars racing, and my eyes are like mirrors reflecting that beautiful sight. Your sweet smile, cute wink, lovely gestures, and all those crazy emotions we both have. And even through every moment, my beautiful, gorgeous, sweet wife. Tu il follow nam cetera spite mea. Cum te amo intra me sunt omnia. The end. Love you, Bella.
Yeah, there was a fantastic vibe here. I heard like elements of U2, what you have of New Age rock, and it was a new waiver. But at the same time, all the feelings were sincere. The emotions were lay yourself bare and submit to the other person to enhance into a more meaningful relationship and partnership. Thank you very much, Dante, for this piece with all my being. What about you, Naked Angel? What do you say to this by Dante?
I think it was a very honest piece. It was, you know, no holds barred, all the emotions laid out there on the table for all to see. Just a really wholesome, honest, emotionally available piece, I think. There felt to be a lot of emotional intelligence within this, right? Just sort of really wholesome and open. I like the way the words kind of all melded into each other. It felt really good to listen to. Just a really well-crafted piece. Yeah, thank you.
Definitely high EQ. And your comment, Rack?
I think Rack dropped. Oh, I got him.
Wait,
again.
Hold on a second. Rack, yeah, I got you. Off mute.
Yeah, I lost the middle of the whole piece, but, you know, if I remember, it was a kind of a tribute piece, and it was, you know, very plaintive, very, very loving. But, you know, like I said, I dropped in the middle, so.
Bellicolis, Zappa, be back.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Actually, it was pretty good. It was really, really, really good. Oh, my God. You know, we tumble through the waters. We really do. We tumble through the waters. We try to feel every ache, every break, every rumble, every fucking rock that we fucking scroll across in the water.
No, there's not in the wires because by instinct, every separate human being tries to deflect the whole world around them. And so that's why the wires are there. But it doesn't mean love's not possible. It doesn't mean
man.
We can't have close connections. You know that's true. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, all right. kinda. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
There has to be that instinct that you deflect other stuff. You can't just give in to everything like that, you know?
Yes, sir.
But it's a very
so whatever you
sentimental
want,
and very pleasant thought that we could believe the Beatles, all we need is love. I agree with
fuck
that,
you.
So yeah. Definitely.
Dude, that was disgusting. I just, I'm sorry. I can't hold back on this. I mean,
well, exactly.
Home, though, you know?
She didn't take off to hear you cuss all night.
I love y'all. I really do. I love y'all.
This is funny.
What about you,
Boo? Well, I mean, I was just full of dedication and love and, like, you know, how he's sat, you know, dedicated to her. I love how he tries. I love how he speaks in another language. Like, they've got that in there, talking about his skin being her skin. You know, being together, devoted.
Oh, fucking
you know,
booty, boo, hooly, hoo, whatever. You know, yeah.
Full of love
right.
and affection and you know, lust. Zappa. But yeah, beautifully done, beautifully read. Any woman would love that. You know, it's sappy and lovable. Like
and I guess we'll move on to the next poet, Francine.
Yeah, I gotta go.
As
like,
you called, so I'm gonna play a piece by her. Here's the SoundCloud, "The Candle of Passion."
Mi amor. The sultry wax candles burn gradually, like a dripping hue of hot seduction, over the central mounds of a crevice, drawn from the eroticism of the flame. The sound of lyrical moans resound in the darkness of a sculptured nudity, as the wax melts into the soft skin, exuding the aroma lost in the pores, an intoxicating fragrance of oil released into the air particles in the sweet lavender substance, enrapturing the erogenous delights. The flickering, unsteady flame dances in the exotic moisture, tickling edges of a steamy lover,
whose body is a shrine of beauty. Oh, the candles are lit of passion with its strong incantation, arousing the flesh of the seductor in the sensation of ecstasy. Su cuerpo es la llama, y su cera es mi beso, llenando su piel suave con mis excitados labios. Her body is the flame, and her wax is my kiss, feeling her smooth skin with my excited lips. Mi amor, mi calor. Ole, ole. In the poem,
yeah, that was a typo. That was a Francine, but Poetic Picasso, Frank. And as usual, he caps up with that Latin rhythm, that hot, sultry sex vibe. It was very subtle and kind of seductive.
Very subtle.
What you have of a romantic moonlight evening and strolling afterwards. Thank you very much, Poetic Picasso. And Naked Angel, would you like to comment to this piece by Poetic Picasso?
Yeah, it was a very, very sultry piece. I mean, it was wonderfully delivered. A great performance, really, really sultry. It just felt really, really good. It was just, yeah, really powerful. It kind of had all the senses going, didn't it? It was a real cacophony of senses in that one. Lots of imagery, a really nice piece. What I really liked was the way it was delivered. It was just delivered so well that just impacted the whole piece. A really nice piece to listen to. Excellent poem, yeah.
Right. It was like an interlude on the Amour soundtrack by Pink Floyd, where you finally have Ibiza at our bar and the aftermath of the party sequence. But it's always great to get into that Latin vibe. What about you, Rack?
Oh, I liked it so much I threw booze panties up at him.
Please don't.
You know, he like everyone says, you know, he committed to the production of it. It had that Latin vibe and the sultriness and that low, you know, intimate, I'm gonna, you know, bring you into my words vibe to it. So, you know, he committed to that and he did a good job of it.
Definitely, definitely. That, anything else but wanting to stay after you again for commenting on this piece?
Now he's quiet.
Yeah, zap drop. All right, that leaves you, Boo.
You know, it was very frank. Sultry, sexy. Sometimes I think it's a little too hard trying to be that, in my opinion. But I think he could. I think he's. He realized that he... Well, never mind, I'm not going to say that. I'll say it. I think that sometimes he overly tries because he's fine the way he is. I mean, he doesn't have to overly emphasize because he's himself, his own person, is just, you know, sexy the way he rolls, kind of. But other than that, I mean, he sounds like a good evening, you know. It's... You know, well written, well read, and it makes you, I guess, it makes you want more and find out what happened, and that's probably the point. So good job with that, Frank. I think you should read yours and then mine, because I got to go to work early tonight. Sorry, Russ. I just want to tell you that.
Yeah, but can I just throw one more of the poets before I do mine and yours?
Okay.
All right, here, this one is a special because, like I was saying at the beginning of the broadcast, we have 30 more days to Halloween, and here's Gonzo in Towards the Night Before Halloween.
"'Twas the night before Halloween, and the family was gathered, not baking or chatting or fighting, but rather enjoying themselves in front of a fire. Not one would expect what was about to transpire.
"'Open this motherfucker up!'
A demonic figure appeared at the door. It invited itself in.
"'Fine, I'll do it myself.'
Started breakdancing on the floor. It's a Scientologist.
Zenu, save me!
It crippled and it hobbled, but it got up with no help. Then it knocked off all the pictures that were lying on the shelf.
Hey, don't do that!
And Margaret can go fuck herself.
It limped out the door with a huff and a snort.
Clean that up, bitches. I'll see you in court.
Then it walked over to the window and went... Because it forgot why it went there and what demons really do.
Fascinating. Yeah, and I was reading about Thomas Aquinas recently, a summary of theology. And he discusses how certain forms of knowledge can be known through divination, but that's the usage of demons. This is medieval philosophy, medieval logic, and you hear the stories of ones that are evil entities to this day, but a long time ago it was a form of trying to inform yourself through different signs and forcing them into revelation. So... all that came back there with Gonzo's piece. Naked Angel, would you like to comment on this? Was the night before?
I think what I really liked about it was actually just how well written it was. It was just really well crafted. You know, it just felt right. It was just all put together right. It was tight. It had a great rhythm. The subject matter was excellent. I really, really loved the way that it was all performed, you know, with the music and everything. It was more like listening to like a, almost like a mini kind of musical show as opposed to a poem. A really well done, excellent piece. It had an almost feel of kind of Tim Burton-y about it. I don't really know why, but it did. It had that real factor to it. I really liked it. It was a really well done piece. Well done.
Perfect. What about you, Rack?
You know, I get that feeling like I'm sitting there trying to be smooth and have my dinner and everything, and then all of a sudden this guy comes in and he wants to break dance and throw down. So, you know, my evening got ruined. But, you know, it got ruined in the lighthearted and spiritual way. So, you know, I could kind of let it go. I'll see you in court.
Yeah. We're going to have to get that settled out of date. And Boo, to Gonza.
Yeah, every time he does a poem, it's just the production. It's so awesome. I love the song he used in the beginning, Missy Misdemeanor. Really, it was just so funny. And it was just so unique, creative, festive. Like, I love his stuff. I love the production all the time and effort he puts into it and the energy. It's just really, really good, entertaining, poetic. And well done, as always.
All right. That's a roll-up and a wrap. And just like last year, what do you know, just around this time, we have the show mysteriously cutting off a bit shorter than usual. But I hope the audience members bear with that. And
listen
to the pod. So, Boo, would you like to do a piece?
You could go first. I got to find something. I'm sorry that I have to end it early. I have to go to work earlier than normal.
Yeah. No, it's all understandable. Last year, remember that someone nearly died while you were at the rehab around
yeah.
this time? On the broadcast.
Jinxed
yeah.
me.
But here's my piece, something I've been recently, and this is called Jemmy. Love is really the moon, the moon, moon. Hope it gets to you very soon, soon, soon. Bearded men and skin-removed dancers all on the way to universal answer. Chanting mantra and life-reaffirming affirmation. Boyish maiden or witch waiting precipitation. Alan Levi's and the dam of the dead seas. Each tiny bit of information scrolling the creole teeth. King bees and queen ants, two birds telegram play. No need to worry. All the hetero from the outside is on its way, leaving the rich, beauteous woman on a raft, swimming the opposite direction. Some are secret to none. All rest beseech perfection. Catch a thief purging the white pearls to ruby diamonds. A treasure trove to explore, Latrice and Euler's uniform code, punctual. Emily admiring the greater good achieved. Oh, wait, eternity and peace.
Man, you started off with a, I thought, oh, here we go, a simple love poem. Yes. And then you got deep on me again. Man, I hate when I can't figure it out. I mean, I think it's about love, obviously, and maybe the fantasies that we believe in that we shouldn't, or the things that we get caught up in that aren't really real. I don't know if I'm right there, but it was unique and well-written, as always, and if you want to explain, feel free. But I don't know, it's sort of whimsical and fun at the same time, and I like how you repeated the words there. So I don't know if that's a form or you just made it up, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say I have any technical knowledge of the stanza structure, where it comes from. This is more like a mix around with the A and B's, but yeah, you know, that's been done. However, what I was trying to express are just like what there is of what you have of your basic details within life descriptions and how every one of them could in fact be a bit more of a value than usually comes to mind for most. And that's why the title is Gemmy. So, you know, where you have your rare stones or your prickles on the path of brambles, there's also the gem. What stands out to be of an importance. It all plays out on a different psychological level.
Okay, so I was way off. In other words, got it. Rack, what'd you think about that piece?
Oh, you know, I to me, it was about those moments that kind of shine. You know, it's sometimes you know it takes a little polishing, but you know they're there and you learn to appreciate them and the longer time as time goes on, the more moments you have to keep.
Very true, sir.
Okay. And how about you, Naked Angel?
I think it was quite a deep piece, wasn't it? There was a lot more going on in it than I thought was going to be going on in it in the beginning. Lots and lots of different layers within that set the mind working. I like a poem that sets the mind working. So for me, it was like a really satisfying piece to listen to. Gave me a lot of food for thought. I really liked that one, yeah. It was intricate. I liked it. Well done.
Thank you, Naked Angel. And the first person who heard this piece, I shared it briefly on Fanbase, the media program, in a room for Emma, the writers. And, there was a person, Sarah, who I even advised to call it in tonight's show, but I guess they're not going to. Sadly enough, we've waited our call and are near that end point. So, Boo, it is now your turn to sign on the page. Yes.
Okie dokie. Looking for a different one, but I'll go with this one. This is for a prompt. I think the prompt is like dying flowers or something like that. So, anyway, it goes like this. In our romantic garden, dying roses weep. Their fragile petals withered, memories seep. Once vibrant and alive, love's tender art, now fading echoes of a broken heart. Each petal once kissed by the morning dew, now whispers tales of love we thought was true. But just like roses, our love too has waned, leaving behind a garden stained and pained. When once we danced amongst their vibrant hue, now sorrow lingers, a somber residue. The fragrance of love, now a bitter scent, a garden once blooming, now to lament. Yet still I find solace in their fading grace, for even dying roses leave a trace of the love we shared when our hearts were ablaze in this romantic garden lost in a daze. For in their willing beauty a lesson lies, that love, like roses, is not built to survive. But even in death beauty can be found, a reminder of love's cycle spins round. So let the dying roses teach us this truth, that love, as fragile as petals, must bear proof, that though every season our hearts will learn to find the new blooms in the garden of love's return. End poem.
Oh, very good. Yeah. And that analogy of love being a beautiful garden in which every flower is rare and really the whole point of it growing into a more wonderful expression is all there. I was thrown off a bit because Robert Louis Stevenson has a collection of garden poems, and so this recurs in the sense of neoclassicism, a great return to the origins of the arts when it went through its earlier romantic period. Thank you, Boo. Naked Angel,
thank you.
Would you like to comment?
Yeah. You know, there aren't an awful lot of poets who can write in rhyme and it sound natural, but you really, really did. That was just poetry, just beautifully well done. Felt natural. I love the line about the garden stained and pained. It was just something really, really memorable and fitting about that actual line. It just grabbed me how you managed to rhyme and yet it sound so perfectly beautiful and natural. Just a really, really, really nice piece. Probably my favorite of the whole evening. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Attachment sent. Rag. What about you, sir?
It makes me think of the quote about, 'tis better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. you know, each relationship that gives you your memories, your highs and your lows. And you know, you have your rose-colored glasses, and you remember those moments, and you kind of tend to not want to let them go. You know, even afterwards, even with, you know, the bitterness that you know, inevitably, you know, dies, you know, when one person is gone for one reason or another, the fact remains that, you know, there's that separation that comes about. And, you know, even after that separation, you can still cherish those moments that you shared together.
Yeah, true. Thank you, Rez. Rack, sorry. Racky Poo.
The pain. Okay. So I'd like to thank everyone coming out tonight for public poetry. I'd like to thank Miss Lil Boo, Zappa, other contributors, Wayne, Raconteur, Ride On, Naked Angel, Kitty the Naughty Poet, Randall S., Dante, Poetic Picasso, and Gonzo. And please tune in for more further editions from La Cosa Nostra Radio. To all, signing out, Raz.
Thanks, everybody. Love you.
Drop.
Night, guys. Bye-bye.
Janis Joplin.
You know she tell you, yeah. All I know she told you that she loved you much, much more than I did. But I know she left you, and you swear that you just don't know why. To take your pain and all your heartache, and all that you know, it'll always, always be right. If you ever want me, come on and cry, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, honey, like you always. True, darling, that the grass always looks greener when you're looking in somebody else's yard. But honey, not the real thing, we're waiting for you at home. I saw you did. I had a man. He said, honey, honey, you know that I love you. I gotta go find myself, you know, I gotta go find my life. I gotta go find myself over in Africa, or over in New York City, or over in Olima. Someplace those cats are always wandered off to. I never figured exactly where it was. They always going somewhere, man. And I said, baby, don't you realize you're looking for your life over there, honey. I know where your life is. Your life's waiting like a goddamn fool right here for you, man. And one morning you're gonna wake up in Casablanca, one of those fancy places, honey. You're gonna be freezing to death, man. You're gonna wake up and you say, good, good, Lord. Good, 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 Lord. I just went off and left that woman in that great big huge double bed with a great big fur rug on top of it. no satin sheets, man. What am I doing in Casablanca, man? I mean, really, man. One of these days that cat's gonna wake up and say that to himself. And when he comes back home, there, just like a Capricorn that I am, I'll be standing there waiting for him. Said, baby, I knew one day, and I knew one day, that you'd finally come on home to me. Honey, when you walk through my front door, I'm gonna be able to tell by the look in your eyes. I say, good guy. That man finally done got it. Lord, that man finally done realize. So you can put your head on my shoulder, baby. Cause I know you got some more tears to shed, dear. So come on.
Probably shouldn't jump on another account. Just out of spite for me, Louis. Basically the same person. Hey, love, love. Oh my God, Louis. Face, face. Wake up, Mackie. I think I got something to say to you. 38. I'm looking to chat. Jim, you never blocked me, so why do I need to change ACC? Your Eyes and Jop. There was Rihanna. Some internet stream. Disturbia. Hero. Place of Kansas, Carry On My Wayward Son, and with the Police, outro for the night, Wakosha Nosha Radio.